So these are beautiful pointers that there is in you object consciousness, which is thought, which is mental images. Anything that has form is object consciousness. For most humans, all they ever experience in their life is object consciousness. Their entire life experience consists of a succession of arising and subsiding objects. And they try to hang on to a bundle of mental objects that they think, that's me. Mental images, names, labels, what they think of me, or has been taught to think of who they are. But what are all these things? They are thought forms that you hang on to, and you put some, you wrap it with something, cling wrap, whatever, that holds it together, a very fragile structure. And that's me. And it consists of mental objects, many of which are the mental counterpart of material objects or material achievements. So there's the shiny, new, flashy car, which in itself is, of course, is not important because it's going to rust in a few years, it'll be gone. And all it can do is take you from A to B. It's nice, yes, you can appreciate these things. But if they become an object, then a mental form arises, which is not just car, it's my car. My is the important thing, because then the thought object of car becomes invested with a sense of self. It's not just a car. I relate to it. I'm looking for myself in it. So the mind object, the thought object car, becomes very important to me. And if somebody scratches your car or even dents it accidentally, it feels, if you identify with that as my car, it feels you are being injured personally. And anger arises because somebody is attacking you. Or let them say that somebody says, well, this may be a nice car, but my uncle has one that's much bigger than yours. Can't be. And you feel diminished in your sense of self. That's how people play their ego games. One little ego tries to diminish another little ego by claiming that my uncle has something bigger than you. I don't have it, but it's enough. It's my uncle, so there's some association. Because it's my... So it's an indirect thing that I can identify with. Of course it's absurd and funny, but a lot of human interaction works in that way. And so you identify with what on, you may then identify with other things that are a little bit more subtle. Other people's opinion of you, which becomes also a mind, a mental image. Knowledge, acquired knowledge. A certain skill that you have. You may be extremely good at hitting a ball. And it's a great thing. If you are a master at hitting a ball one way or another, then probably in that field of activity, if you are truly a master, you are probably present, at least during that time when you're hitting that ball, when you're playing the game, when you're in the zone, you're not thinking, you're not planning, there's no decision making. Right action happens every moment, and there's a power, and then people love to watch you. But then what happens when you stop playing the game? You re-enter the normal state of consciousness. And then you identify with that skill. It becomes a mind object. You are better at it than anybody else. And the world is telling you that. So that is something also. And then somebody else suddenly comes who is even better than you and they chuck you out. You're no longer captain of the team or whatever it is. Oh, no. And that's very painful when a mind object, something you had identified with, is taken away, dissolves. Great loss, great pain. So most humans only know themselves as objects, object in the realm of object consciousness. Such a pity when there is so much more to human life